After 6 months, they would be essentially assigned to be an assistant branch manager in hope in the long run that they could become a branch manager. Well, notice what we did. We took a win-win performance agreement and set it up. We identified desired results, guidelines, resources, the criteria of the accountability stage, and the consequence. One of the consequences was as soon as they would meet the criteria, they could become assistant branch managers. But notice what we took off? Methods. You cannot hold people responsible for results if you supervise their methods. The moment you supervise someone's methods, you become responsible for results. I did what you wanted me to do. It didn't work, did it? What do you want me to do now, boss? So you're transferring more and more responsibility to the other person. You're empowering them. So we asked the top executives, what should these people be able to do when they become assistant branch managers? Their answers are very abstract and nebulous. We pressed them and pressed them until finally they came up with specific criteria in several different areas. Then what do you think we did? We just took those criteria, gave them to the candidates, and said, as soon as you meet these criteria, you're assistant branch managers. They met them in 3.5 weeks. 6-month program cut to 3.5 weeks. This really disturbed the top executives, and they wouldn't go along with making them assistant branch managers because they said they lack seasoning. They lack experience. So we said, fair enough, let's come up with some tougher criteria that would demonstrate the kind of judgment they should be able to exercise as an assistant branch manager that would satisfy you. And they came up with some tough ones and agreed to sit in on the panels themselves in the accountability sessions.